Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're saving Crockett when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Of course it is. One more time, we head to the planet. Our cruise director, of course, is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and a whole host of other things, and that is Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you. How are you doing on this fine spring evening?
Last night we had like at 4 a.m. we had a storm that, I mean, it was horrendous. It was like a microburst or something. And I woke up this morning fully expecting for all the pollen to be knocked down. I was wrong about that. I was wrong. That didn't happen.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good. The pollen needs to go. I got to get rid of the pollen. Pollen's taking me down.
Well, you know, I haven't run into any pollen yet, man. But you know what? I've been locked inside. So, hey, who knows? It's probably out there. I just don't know about it.
Well, I mean, we're locked down too now. So, but I still go outside.
Oh, really? Last time I talked, they hadn't locked you guys up yet.
As of Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Okay. So how are you coping?
It's still new.
It's
not that big of a difference. I've got, if I need to get out, I have paperwork that will, I have, the DHS paperwork that's good through the 28th of May.
Oh, wow. It must be nice, man.
I don't know what I did to get it, but I got it.
The only papers I have is a driver's license and, concealed carry permit. I don't know what that's good for, but that's what I have.
It's still in Michigan. Did they try to shut down gun shops?
Nah, they're still open, man. But you know, we have these occupancy limits. I think the latest I heard was like 10. You know, they don't want any more than 10 people. You know, so you know, I was talking with a gun range owner, one of the guys that manages the range I do my free women's shooting event at, and he was like, well, you know, they're still open and people are still coming and they're still servicing them and they're still handling business, but it's nowhere like their apex when they were, man, these guys were selling so many guns, it was unreal, man, but even with the reduced traffic, they're still putting a lot of them out the door, and they're really surprised that, you know, the magic that they've been able to, you know, perform to actually get suppliers to get guns to them. But they're still making it happen, man. Whole lot of brand new gun owners out there.
What do you think? What do you think the number is? 10 million?
Man, it's up there. There's people out there who were, like, rabidly anti-gun, man. And they took a look around and looked at the landscape, man, and they're like, there's a lot of uncertainty, you know, they're principal, you know, homeowners and children and, you know, want to make sure that everything, you know, stays civil, but, even anti-gun people are buying guns. So, that's very interesting. We're in a very interesting place right now.
Yeah, we are. And I want to see how many of them keep them. I would not expect a bunch of them to get rid of them because they probably had to jump through some flaming hoops in some places to get them.
Yeah, and I think one of the interesting consequences of that is that when they realized that they actually do need a gun, and they see that law enforcement is being, you know, hampered by the fact that they're having to cope with loss of manpower due to illness and sickness and, you know, a lot of other things that they have going on. They're like, well, hey, I need to take on a more active role in my personal protection. Hey, why don't I just run out and get one of these guns? You know, they're you can just buy it over the internet and they'll ship it to your house without a background check. Or let me just run to a gun shop and buy a gun. And there's some places where, you know, you have to jump through a lot of hoops and actually wait a spell. So it might actually be awakening. It might be a good thing for potential anti-gun legislation down the road, man. You know, maybe the next time these anti-gunners get a big influx of cash from these Moms Demand Action groups, they're like, oh, gee, I remember when I really needed a gun and I had to jump through all these hoops. Maybe that's not a good thing. So there's some good to be taken out of some of this bad that we're going through right now.
I wonder, you know, I see people that claim to be leftists. They'll say that they're liberals, but, you know, they mean they're leftists. Because the liberals for liberty. And they'll claim to be a leftist and everything, but at the same time, they'll say they support the Second Amendment. And I really don't understand that, because how can you be a leftist and support the Second Amendment? That just doesn't work.
You know what? I don't know, man. It's some mental gymnastics that they managed to pull off, and it sounds great at cocktail hour or at the water cooler at work, man. But when it comes into actual practice, you know what? In times like this, times of uncertainty, you know what? Your core responsibility is to protect yourself, your household, and your family. And you can push your anti-gun sentiments to the side, man, but that's your core responsibility. And nothing facilitates that more than having a firearm.
Right. Well, it definitely, that's one of the big questions I have about them, because to me this would be a wake-up call for them, especially in California.
Yeah, I mean, you know, California is a, you know, a big state, man. A lot of people there, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty there. You know, a lot of people concerned about their safety. I'm not sure if this is going to be a watershed moment when all of a sudden these gun laws that they do have on the books are going to come off the books. But, you know, it'll definitely lead to some interesting conversations and debate in the aftermath when we get on the other side of this thing.
Yeah. So that's the part. that's the part that I look at with a little bit of interest, because I'm just trying to figure out where this all leads, because I think a lot of people have had their eyes open about a lot of different things.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the standard anti-gun argument is, well, hey, we need more gun laws. Keep criminals from getting guns. And, you know, they just totally don't get it that, you know, bad guys don't get guns from gun shops. And then they see themselves as a good guy or a good gal, and they say, well, hey, you know, I had these anti-gun sentiments. Let me just run to a gun shop and get a gun and take it home and figure it out and protect my household. And then they're running into all these roadblocks and all this red tape and all this paperwork and background checks, and they're like, well, wait a minute, I'm not the criminal. And they don't realize that that's the way these laws are set up. Everyone is suspect and everyone's a criminal, and you got to prove yourself worthy instead of, you know, being recognized as a constitutional, you know, benefit of being a citizen of this country. And you know what, they are having an eye-opening moment right now, and God bless them, and I hope they get the guns that they need in time.
Yeah, I myself. We're about to head into the break. Tell everybody how they find you, sir.
I am Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, head instructor, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. You can find me on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and over 2,000 videos on YouTube.
Indeed. When we get back, we'll find out exactly what's on his mind as we take our stroll across the face of Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector as we take our weekly tour of Planet Rick. Anything in particular you'd like to talk about today?
Yeah, man. You know, and it's a reflection of what's going on in on planet Earth, man. As I come from Planet Rick and I'm looking around, man, and I'm seeing a lot of people who are in the doldrums, man. You know, I know you guys have only been on lockdown for a couple of days, and in some places, this like the state called Michigan, they're like going into like their third, fourth week of being locked in the house. You know, with the exception of, you know, doctor's appointments and getting food and other approved purposes, man. So, what can we do for those people? I call this segment the Bored Gun Owner's Survival Guide, helping you cope with being locked in your own home. What are some things that, as a gun owner, you probably can do to take away the doldrums and get something useful done, knock off that task to-do list of stuff you've been putting off for a long time? How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Well, here, let me just at least solicit from you. Let's see if you can get one of these items that I have on my task list. I'm only going to allow you one because I want to cover them all in detail. What is something as a gun owner, presumably a responsible gun owner, that you should do and you know you should do it, but just for some reason, just living life, man, you just haven't gotten around to doing it? What would be your number one thing that you should have been doing because you didn't have time to do it, but now that you have all this time, you know what, you should probably just bite the bullet, pardon the metaphor, and get it done?
One of the things that I let slip was like just routine maintenance. Like I pulled up my Aero Precision AR and I threw it up there, and I put the 1-4 scope to my eye, and I hit the switch to illuminate the reticle, and the battery was dead. I had not checked the battery on that. Then I started taking inventory of how many magazines I had loaded for the AR-15. I'm like, wow, there's 16 of these that are not loaded. So just the routine maintenance, and I won't get into the radio show specific stuff that I've been doing. Like I've straightened up the studio and revamped the studio a bunch of times. That doesn't matter. That doesn't even exist in this particular question string. So that's what I've been doing, just routine maintenance on guns that I should do every time I notice that this is a problem.
You know, and that is an item that is on my list, something that you can avail yourself of, occupy yourself, and do something that's on your task list, and that is proper maintenance of the firearms that you currently have in your possession, that you currently own, man. Clean them up. I mean, disassemble them, field strip them. Don't go all the way down to each individual element, but inspect and make sure everything looks like it's in fine working order, and clean them up, man. You know, maintain your firearms so that when, if ever, and, you know, I never want to wish this on anyone, but if ever you need to call those tools into actual practical use for self-defense, they are ready to go. You know, another thing that jumped out, and it's actually number one. For some reason, it was number one on my list.
Yes,
and this was avail yourself of some actual education while you're at home.
Okay.
There's some online resources that you can avail yourself of to learn more about guns and gun maintenance. Any programs that you're aware of offhand?
I see all of the online stuff that's out there. I've never really partaken of any of it. I know of companies like Pandio Productions that show some stuff, but some of the stuff they show is really not germane to the discussion about, you know, self-defense. Mm-hmm. In today's world, it's more of a tactical kind of thing. So, right. I look at the tactical stuff. That's not really the right stuff for me to watch in an urban setting, though.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, the new user, the new gun owner, the new firearm owner, and I'm looking at some things that they can take a look at. And just
right.
a couple of resources that jump out at me right away. I mean, the NRA over at onlinetraining.nra.org has a couple of classes out there that you can take in the privacy of your own home. There's the NRA's Basics of Pistol Shooting. You know, that retails for $60. Then there's the Range Safety Officers class. You know, if you ever want to be an RSO, and I use those people immensely when I do my free women's shooting event every year, you know, to make sure that everything is happening as it should and that everyone's safe. There's an online class for $125 over at the NRA site. And then, of course, there is the Refuse to Be a Victim instructor class. So if there are people out there that want to be a resource to their local community, particularly for women, and it also applies to men. But it's a non-firearms course, though, but it's a lot of good practical information in there to, you know, give you a good base of knowledge to make you a safe person out in general society. Let's see, what else is on my list? Oh, yeah. How about availing yourself of some good reading material? Man, and let me tell you, as I was putting together this list, I had to pare it down at least three times because I didn't want to overload the listeners with a whole bunch of books. But let me tell you, to beat the doldrums, reading a good book will definitely be not only rewarding, but it'll consume some time. So are there any books that you can think of that would be of particular use to a gun owner, a new gun owner, or someone who's interested in gun rights advocacy?
That come to mind. As far as a new gun owner, as far as the actual use of the gun, I have
well,
to.
Well, it could
either
be the use of the gun or gun politics, man, because I'll tell you, it wasn't until I started actively reading
yeah.
you know, some of the literature that's out there that I was actually better informed to make statements to the general public, to the media, getting debates and that type of thing. But some general reading material that we've been meaning to get to.
We're coming up on the break. I will rack my mind because I know I have some right here. But I got plenty of books, but I'm just thinking about this one specific thing. Rick,
I mean,
of course.
They're really good on the shelf, man, but we got to
yeah.
pull them off sometime. And
every now and again, yeah. At least just to knock the dust off of them. But anyway, we're here at Planet Rick with Rick Hector, legally armed in Detroit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During his daily White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says
Economic help is on the way for schools, universities, and students.
The Department of Education is also announcing the availability of more than $6 billion in emergency grant funding to assist college students impacted by the cancellation of classes and the suspension of housing. A lot of people had a lot of things suspended. Housing is one of them. Previously, we waived student loan payments for 6 months.
Democrats are blocking more money for the Payroll Protection Program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to This is Planet Rick. We're talking to Rick Ector. And I'm looking at stuff I'm setting up for tomorrow as I try to multitask. Rick, my apologies, sir.
Not a problem. We're ready to rock and roll. Now, on the other side of the break, man, we were talking about edifying our minds. Are there any books out there that you have been interested in reading but never got around to, whether they're books about the sport of shooting or gun industry or gun politics, that you've been meaning to get to but never got around to it?
I've been reading Mike Diddy's book. He sent it to me a long time ago. I've read it more than once, but Mike Diddy was the, prior to Fast and Furious, they had this one Operation Gunrunner or wide receiver.
I can't remember
which one it was. Out of Arizona. He was the sole FFL that supplied guns that were run to Mexico. And,
oh, he's made out like a bandit.
Well, but I mean, what he was doing at the time was his primary business was gun shows. And after this happened with, working with the ATF, they sort of hung him out to dry, just left him out there alone after they were using, putting out there that he was the one that they'd been working with to get this together. And so he wrote the book about the ins and outs about the operation, and the name of it escapes me.
Not a problem. We'll leave it to the listeners to do a little bit of homework. But just gonna, like I said, I just got a lot of stuff I want to cover. But right now, for just the sake of brevity, I'm just going to run off some names and titles of some books that I found enjoyable. I've read every one of them, and the users might find some benefit to it. There's, of course, Dr. John Lott's book, War on Guns. This book has been very useful for me whenever I've done local media appearances, and it basically is a primer on a lot of the arguments that anti-gunners are going to throw at you, and you have the opportunity to look at some of the resources that he mentions to make yourself better prepared to answer some of their spurious arguments. Of course, there's Arc of Justice, which is the Ossian Sweet story that's very important here in the city of Detroit. It's about a black man, a physician, who was attacked by people at his new home that he purchased in the neighborhood. And it was like a very historical case in which basically firmly established in the state of Michigan that the Castle Doctrine applies to everyone. The Santa Shooter, a good friend of mine, Marcus Weldon, book about his experience about self-defense case and the tribulations he went through. Of course, our good friend Nikki Gozer, Stalked and Defenseless, and she also has a book called Denied a Chance. We all are familiar with her story. Act of Bravery, the Otis McDonald story by Frederick Jones. Of course, our good mutual friend Kim Blanchard, his Black Man with a Gun and Black Man with a Gun Reloaded are always some good choices to edify yourself on guns and gun politics. So, next item on my list is something you can do to cure the doldrums while we're in this locked up in our home state. Let's take a look at dry fire practice, man. We
sure.
can't get to the range. We still want to make sure that we are still proficient with our firearm. A good means of doing that is to ensure that we have some good muscle memory and we are able to use our firearm, dry fire practice. Off the top of your head, Bill, any considerations with regards to doing dry fire practice at home?
I do it all the time. I do it all the time, whether I'm locked in or not. Simply, and I do it with two different kinds of guns because I have two different kinds of guns. I do it with single action, and I do it with, striker fired, which what would we call that? Safe action or whatever. Mm-hmm. Striker fired guns. It's more of a spring loaded than a hammer fired. So I do it with both of those because those are the two types of guns I carry, and I do it all the time. Although I've had to rethink how I actually pull the trigger.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a chore, but you know.
Man, I'll tell you one item on my list that's always on this. Man, if I ever had some time, I need to get into it. You know, I'm credentialed to teach this class, and I've taught it, you know, maybe just a few times, and I said I need to do it more. But reloading, man, I need, you know what? I want to, during this time that we have locked in our homes, I want to get into some more reloading some ammunition, man. I got casings around the place. And
Okay. I didn't know if you were talking about jamming magazines in or you're talking about you want to you got the press
right,
and everything.
Right,
you want to make your ammunition. I get you. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, for your listeners out there who are like, really, like, what in the world are they talking about? You know, long story short, whenever you go to the gun range and you're shooting and all those casings are piling up on the floor, most of them just allow you to scoop those things up and take them home.
That's money.
And very simple. Right. Very simple. You know, brass has a good wholesale value, man. Salvage value anyway. You know, you clean them up and, of course, you're going to need some equipment, a nice little press, you know, to bring it back to factory specs.
What kind of press do you use?
Oh, man. You know, the standard, man. The
Dylan?
Standard. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean,
well, hey, hats off.
I mean,
You're not messing around.
When you think of presses, I mean, this is the one, right? The one that everyone thinks about.
Yeah, yeah. So, the Dillon press is a magnificent machine.
And, you know, another item on my list, man, this would be a great opportunity in case listeners haven't been doing it yet, but to take the time to round up the children or, you know, maybe some neighbor's kids after you talk with their parents, you know, to give them either a run through on the Eddie Eagle class, you know, what should they do if they ever come across a firearm? Or even play some Eddie Eagle videos, man. There's some really good ones that I saw on YouTube. I mean, from a adult gun owner standpoint, I mean, they're so very basic. But you know what? We have some downtime. Get the kids together. And if you haven't been talking to them on a regular basis, this would be a good movie. Or they have several, as a matter of fact, to sit back with the kids and watch these animated characters come out and talk about guns, right? Of course, we know the four rules of Eddie Eagle, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir, I do.
Don't touch, leave the area until a responsible adult. How much time we got in this segment here?
We got a minute.
Got a minute.
That's enough time for you to tell how to find you.
Tell you what, I'll tell people how to find me, and then we'll come back with you, clean up the rest of this list in the last segment. They can find me all over the place. My name is Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, I'm all over the place. And, of course, at legallyarmedindetroit.com.
In the remaining 30 seconds, is your plan to teach 1,000 ladies still in place?
You know, I got a reprieve, man. You know, we were waiting for our governor to come back and for her to let us know, you know, what's the status on this lockdown. And the state legislators got with her. And our latest deadline to get out of this holding pattern is the end of the month, April 30th. So we can still hold the event, and I'm still looking to do it. It's just a question of what type of limits and parameters in terms of occupancy of the gun range I can have at one time. So still working on how I can make that happen. I haven't given up.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector as we're going down the list of things to do to get you out of the doldrums while locked in. Take it away, sir.
Yeah, man, and here's one that I know I've been slacking on for a while, man. It's taking inventory of all the toys that you own as it relates to guns and gun accessories, man. I mean, the last thing that we ever think that would happen to us is that we might suffer a loss. But you know what? Sometimes it's not a break-in that you have to worry about. Sometimes things can be, you know, related to the weather. Who knows? It could be a natural disaster.
Right.
It'd be really nice to take inventory of everything that you have just in case you suffered a loss and properly have all of those items, you know, insured, whether you want to go with an customized insurance program through your homeowner's policies or whether you want to avail yourself of some firearm protection programs that are offered, say, for example, by gun rights organization like the NRA. So I'm not going to ask you to detail all the goodies and toys you have, man, but I am going to ask you is when was the last time you took proper inventory of your artillery?
Well, since I've been redoing the studio this for the last 4 weeks, once a week, sometime last week.
Okay. Well, but, gee, man, I thought I had a gotcha question. I thought
I redid the cabinet the guns sit in and everything, and put the holsters in one place because everybody's got a box full of holsters and the magazines in one place, the empty magazines and the loaded magazines. And
Man, how many holsters does the average gun enthusiast have around the house, man?
You know, like those big barrels that you put your dishes in when you're moving? I would imagine at least that many. You got more than one gun.
Right. Okay, the next item on my list. Now that you have all this abundance of time, and some of you listeners have been putting this thing off because you wanted to do your research and do your homework, invest in a firearms protection program. I mean, there's a ton of places that are offering these programs where if you're, God forbid, you're ever involved in lethal force situation, and you know what, your gun gets confiscated because it was involved in a shooting, and some law enforcement agencies across the country, believe it or not, don't really care what happens to your gun. Some of them never give them back, or you know what, it could be lost and get this even stolen from the police department. There have been cases in which confiscated guns have actually turned up in crimes on the street. So I would say now is the time to invest the time to do your homework and join one of these firearm protection programs. You're a member of one of these plans, right?
Not at the moment.
Ah, and what's stopping you? What's keeping you from...
Well, see, I had with my insurance company, they had something called a valuable property policy. And I signed up for that, and I paid for that, but they didn't exactly execute that or tell me how I had to execute that. So I've been going along thinking, every gun I've got is insured. But no. Right. They actually sold me a policy, and get this, they sold me a policy, told me it would cover my guns, but they sold me a jewelry policy.
Like an add-on policy to cover some excess amount of money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have a homeowners, you know, a homeowners policy. Actually, I rent, so I have a renter's policy, and that covers pretty much everything. But I wanted to cover the guns, so I got a. They call it a very valuable property, VPP, VPP policy, and you know, it didn't turn out to be what it is. So I just canceled that, and I'm going to be looking for something else.
Okay. Need some help? Give me a call. And absolutely, the last thing I want to talk about is as it relates to something that we talk about but may not necessarily have gotten around to for lack of time. Let's look at what we can do with home safety, you know, in terms of doing an audit on our infrastructure of our home. A lot of break-ins happen because of a compromised door, compromised window. Let's look at some upgrades that we can do with our actual residential property to deter or prevent someone from breaking into our home. And the other home safety item that I have is this, and I think it's really important. You know, of course, in some urban environments, it may be more critical, you know, than it would be in someone in a more rural or suburban location. But let's look at doing some safety drills on the home. You know, it's one of the things we talk about in the class that I teach on a regular basis, that if there's a break-in, you know, you would sound the alarm, you know, however you would do that, you know, at your location. But everyone would then wake up and stop what they're doing, and then they would execute the plan. There's been a home invasion. Someone has come into our home. And you know what? We're now going to put our plan into place. Everyone knows what their function is. They know what their role is. They know where they are to go and to shelter in place or lock themselves away. Now would be a great time to actually do some drills on what we've talked about. There's a home invasion and we're practicing. What are we going to do? And you know what? Every time I talk to people, yeah, they know they should do it, but they never make the time. Have you ever executed one of these drills, though?
Not so much in a drill. I have a plan in place, but not so much in a drill. Simply because I have a dog. I believe the dog alerts me when the mail gets here. So, you know, right. That's at the end of the driveway. I'm pretty sure the dog would let me know when something, and he's pretty loud. He would let me know. But I mean, like, I have a son who's lives here that is armed, and he's like me, so he carries a gun everywhere he goes. So, we're armed. When we're awake, we have a gun on us.
That's how I am.
And when we're asleep, we have a gun near us.
Yes, that's how I am.
So.
There's a gun within arm's reach anywhere I'm, you know, in the
house. Tell you the other thing I have. I'll tell you the other thing I have. I have electronic earmuffs with that.
Really?
Well, because...
You actually have thought that far in advance that, man, if I actually need to shoot someone in the home, I have some ear protection close by so I can go ahead and put it on and protect my ear.
I'm not going to know how many people are coming. You know, you got a front, you got a back, and I want to preserve my hearing.
Yeah, you know, that is a consideration. You know, if you've ever gone shooting, we all know how loud gunfire is, and all.
You haven't lived till you pull the trigger inside a house. That's all I'm going to say. You haven't.
You know what? It's one of those things I've always talked up to, man. If it happens, you know, and I need to shoot in the house, it's going to be loud. I'm just hoping that auditory exclusion phenomenon, natural human reflex thing kicks in where it will protect me.
It will.
But
the first thing you're going to hear after you do it is a ringing. You'll hear that. That will come into it. You'll begin to hear that gradually. And then you'll be, because it's the decompression around you and the air that gets trapped in there, even if it's a handgun. But we're about to run out of time. So once again, we have spent some time on Planet Rick. Tell them how they, we'll run out of time before you have time to do that, too. So we'll do this again next week.
Man, look forward to it. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Roger that. Planet Rick, you can find Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick's Firearms Academy, check him out. Absolutely. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.